Yesterday, Mr. Costa and we busy then with the report and the early hours of this morning. So I think let's first by appreciate the hard work that they have done in relation to the fact that they are still running around with the application for the community to go to this conference abroad. So they were multitasking doing the report and the application and everything else. So the report is in front of us. Draft report until we make our observations. The main issues on this report, for instance, the introduction is your normal introduction that is almost generic in almost all your reports in nature. So I thought probably. So if you look at number one, which is the introduction, there's nothing much there. And I don't know if there's anybody that wants to comment around the introduction. And then on 1.1, we are just explaining the mandate of the committee. As parliament rules and the constitution, there's nothing much there. I don't know if there's anything that wants to say anything about the mandate of the committee. I will just see by indication of hands if there's anything that people want to raise. On 1.2, it's mainly the mandate of the Department of Human Settlements that is being captured there, explained. Nothing much. It has taken as is from the Department documents as a threat plan. Anything there?
Great.
1.3 is about the aims of the Department of Human Settlements. Also taken in these from the document, nothing much there.
Great.
Why is Honorable Nemes agreeing? I know nobody else is agreeing.
The mandate.
Okay. And then on item 2, on page 4, is the purpose of the budgetary review and recommendation report. The purpose why you are doing the triple R. There's nothing much there. It's just we are just explaining the methodology.
Okay.
And then on page 5, which is item 3, we are just dealing with the National Development Plan Vision 2030, just capturing it briefly.
Okay.
On item 4, which is on page 5, we're dealing with the mid-term strategic framework targets of the department MTSF as captured. Page 5. Okay? And then on page 6, we just capturing what the SONA say on item 5. And then 5.1 deals with strategic priorities of the Department of Human Settlements.
Okay.
And then item 6, which is on page 7, is dealing with the situational analysis. We're just explaining the situational analysis up to page 9. Yes, Honorable Tan.
Thanks, Chair. Let's point number 5. says number two. It's I think that sentence needs rewriting or rewriting.
Bullet point.
Bullet five.
Yeah.
Bullet five, sentence two, which talks of the program has been criticized. So the RGP program has been criticized for providing uniform housing development with, it's supposed to be little,
okay,
little regard for page seven.
Because
once you put little there, it should say with little regard for providing a range of typologies and phenotypes to support. Because as it is now, even if you just put little, that page seven, bullet number five. Sentence number two, which starts by the program.
Okay.
I think
that's
sentence needs to be lowered.
The program has been criticized to provide a uniform housing development with little regard for proving a range of hypotheses to support the needs of the household.
Yeah.
So where you are there about the.
So the first one is that title needs to be little, so that it's little regard for whether that proving is supposed to be providing.
Are you catching up?
It's typing and syntax.
Yeah.
I think the way we phrase it.
That
answer
and moving. Okay. Thank you very much. I am now on page 9, 6.11 is about strategies to improve the identified challenges. Page 1.2, over the next year's priorities will be given to. Anything there? On page 10. Okay. Still on page 10, 1.3 deals with performance environment, which goes across up to page 12. Page 12 deals with 1.4, organizational environment. Page 13 is about strategic outcomes oriented goals.
Item 7, line the first line, Chair. Department of Human Services
So you want to say it has since in it ever since?
Yes.
It's fine. I know where you get it, but it's fine.
Okay,
page 14, item A has been taken as it is from the annual performance plan that you had. You've taken it as it is. No changes there.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I think sometimes when we say things as they are, we need to correct the things that were corrected. And one of it was all the time. That was corrected in the meeting.
No, we can't correct it from what the department has presented, but when we do the observations, we can. But this is what they presented to us.
Remember, I'm saying it was a typo on their side.
Oh.
We've taken a typo, like the title date is supposed to be 900,000.
Oh.
So we have taken that mistake into our document.
No, I hear what you mean. No, I land settlement allocation. Page 16, performance targets per program, as they had reported, and then they delivered program performance, all the programs, program 1 to program 4 of the department, and then item 10 on page 20 is about the overall qualitative output achieved as at 31 March 2016. 10.2 is about the policies and programs framework. 10.3 is about on partially achieved targets. 23, item 11 is about the expenditure of the Department of the Grant. Going through then on item 12, that's now where we are. Item 12 is the reflection on the Financial and Fiscal Commission that we have discussed. Item 13 is the reflection on the AG findings. So give me a few minutes there. It goes through up to page 28. Okay. And then item 14 is on the reflection by the GPMB, what they presented to us. Then, item 15 is the observations that then the committee has made from all the reports and everything that has been said. I think I'm going to go through them so that at least we give the benefit. First observation is that the most critical, the committee raised several recurring issues from the previous historical report, 2013-14 and 2014-15. These include the material misstatements of disclosure items which were identified, were subsequently corrected. Leadership did not exercise adequate oversight and monitoring to financial reporting and compliance with law and regulation. It is concerning that similar to the previous financial year, the AG made adverse findings in respect of the usefulness and reliability of performance information reflected in the annual report. There is therefore a need for the department to improve accountability and compliance. That's the first observation we have made in relation to the AG. Second observation we made is that the department recommended for efforts to save money usually spent on consultants in the various programs and audit improvement of the housing subsidy system, HSS. And the third observation is that with regard to AG, assurance by senior management and accounting authorities has remained stagnant and provided some assurances. This has been attributed to management not overseeing financial and performance reporting, monetary compliance with legislation, and ensuring that adequate internal controls are implemented, hence the repeated findings by the AG. The next observation we make is that the department did not initiate the against employees during 2015-16 that were suspended. But they just suspended them, but they didn't do any personal action. Furthermore, not all senior management staff members signed performance management documents. That's the observation we made. The next observation we made is that program 3 has been the worst performing program in terms of expenditure. And furthermore to that, the vacancy rate in this program is the highest. The other observation we make is that housing for military veterans was identified as an important factor, yet it did not feature prominently in the annual report for 2015-16. The next observation we make is that there is no standardized definition on human settlement across government departments and entities. As a result, there is no collaboration between programs, housing projects, household settlement making, city plans. This results in fragmented planning, project blockages, and disjointed information. Yes, Honorable Ghana.
Thank you, Chair. I read this particular observation several times, and I'm not so sure what we are saying in that statement, because it's talking of the human settlement across government departments. Can we maybe tell the person who just said, just assist to, for me to understand what point are we making on that one?
Okay.
Yes,
Abel.
Thank you, Chair. What the evaluation is saying is that it's very difficult to plan around human settlements because there's no standardized definition. For instance, if you go to the Department of Health, their understanding of human settlement is different from the understanding of the Department of Energy, for instance. And then by implication, the planning is affected and the whole value chain of human settlement is affected. And this also happens in entities.
I think what the observation tried to say is that when we talk human settlements, we're talking about an integrated settlement. Where if you build houses, there should be clinics, they should be electrified, and you find a situation where you've got a settlement where there is no electricity because the Department of Energy is not playing in sync with human settlement in making sure that those houses have got electricity. At the same time, in that settlement, you find that Department of Health didn't plan to say they will have a clinic there, and yet we are talking of integrated settlement. I think that's what the observation of Health said. I will come back to that.
I think if we're talking of a lack or quality of integrated planning across the government department, we do need to state as such that there's a lack of collaboration across the government departments that are needed to have a real improved human settlement. Because the way as this weighted, if you were to give it to energy, they would say, I don't understand what you say. I think we need to say that when we observe that when human settlement when we're planning human settlement, there needs to be integration with other government departments and collaboration in order to have settlement of higher standards. I don't know whether it's that. Yeah.
Thanks, Chair.
I had my hand up there. I think my first point has been covered by Honorable Ghana. But on the other one, so on the first one, I also wanted to check the clarity on line 1, 2, 3, 4. So the leadership is identified as to take oversight and monitoring, blah, 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 blah. Now, my clarity, when we say leadership as to take oversight, I'm referring to the DG or I'm referring to the political head of the department. I'm trying to check who wrote this. I think that's a DG can't do it oversight. Yeah, cannot do oversight to the chief. What it is just going to be to implement. And I think people just correct those two ways.
Somebody takes our report, must read the report and be able to understand what is going on. I think that's a fair comment. Agreed?
Agreed.
Okay.
I'm
confused then. Where am I? Three observations. Which observation am I on? Oh, okay. Now I'm the spending pattern. There is lack of project pipeline planning at both provincial and municipal levels. There was also no alignment of project planning, infrastructure funding, and implementation. At municipal level, there is lack of capacity to plan, implement projects that entail integration, densification, and mega projects. That's an observation. The next observation is that there has been a lack of investment in bulk infrastructure and services, as well as insulated capacity in the municipality to allow for development of human settlement in housing programs. The next observation, there are delays in negotiations with mining companies, including delays in land and hostel donation for housing projects. That's the observation that the committee made, and we discussed this with at length. The next observation is that limited access to land controlled by traditional authorities, resulting in lack of services and cycling of such land. This was reported prominently during the oversight review, KwaZulu-Natal, Eastern Cape, and other provinces. Remember, when we were being explained that it's difficult to keep cycling to these lands that are owned by traditional leaders. The next observation is that the municipal human settlement capacity granted methods was not performing, hence it has been discontinued. Yeah.
I think on this one, hence it has been discontinued. I think that part can be taken out. We observe that it's not performing.
Okay.
Whether it continues or not,
okay.
It's a treasure and the rest,
yeah. Hence it has been discontinued, we take it out. All right. The last observation is that the restoration and the issuing of title deeds is implemented and fast-tracked. This would empower beneficiaries as a registered housing asset, and that can be used as collateral. I think this is not a notice. I think it's supposed to be a recommendation. I don't know.
Yeah, I wanted to add something to say on that.
Yes, Honorable Makam.
Chairperson, on that point, I think it must be noted that also the department pointed out the issue of the title deed being fast-tracked in some provinces. We should not make a general comment on this one. We should mention, because it remains a concern throughout. But some provinces, like the Northern Cape and others, are making a progress.
So what we need to do there is, because remember it's an observation there that we are making. So the observation is that what has been reported, not what we are recommending yet. That's not the observation.
Mm.
So that observation there needs to be revised. But otherwise, we are happy that it must be something observed about that. But it must be observed, then we take it down to recommendation. So that, as it is there, it looks like a recommendation. Honorable Gunn?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, as it is there, I think if I were to align with Honorable Makaudi, that we need to observe that the issuing of certain things, especially value based BNG houses, has been slow, and to clear the backlog of the pre-94 has been slow, even though there are some improvements in other programs. But generally, it has been slow. Then what we then do is to break this one up and put it in the recommendation side.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, and I've got 2 points that I need to make on the recommendation.
Come back before we get into the information.
That's the one then, because want to speak on this issue.
Okay.
Yeah. Another part.
No, Chairperson, I was not going to speak on that one. I have another observation that I think that is not being kept up.
Yeah.
The failure of programs to use their grant, because it doesn't reflect here, because you see all the problems.
Yeah.
Most of them are understanding.
Okay, the observation about the understanding of processes on the grant implementation. I think that's a fair observation. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Honorable Kabashe, what did you want to say?
Chair, if you could allow me, can you go back there to bullet one? The senior management did not exercise adequate control, measures and compliance with the law and regulation in financial reporting or in their financial reporting. You can be testing their people who want to start. Thank you, Chair.
We are on recommendations now.
Mm-hmm.
We are on recommendations now, which is on page 31. You spoke about the informal settlement, what else did you talk about?
Yeah, what?
So that you don't miss anything.
What I was saying, because now you're on recommendation. What I was saying is that...
No, before you go to recommendation, I'm talking about the
observation.
I just
want
to make sure that they
captured
what...
No, it was informal settlement, and it will have to be responded to in the recommendation.
Okay, fine. But I'll come back to you then. I just wanted to make sure that we are all understanding. Okay. Now we are on recommendation. Okay. Now, the recommendations have been done in two forms. One that speaks to legislation or policy, and those that are general recommendations. So the one that speaks to legislation, the first one is about the USDG, the framework that needs to be revised. Remember when we had a meeting, several meetings with the department, they had promised that they will come back to us to present this policy on the grant. So we are just talking about the infrastructure needs. Happy with that?
Yeah.
The second recommendation is about the policy that needs to be presented to us about the daycare dweller.
Mm.
The third recommendation is about the CRU that we spoke about even yesterday, on Tuesday, and we've put the addition that Honorable Stolle put about the people with disabilities also being looked at as we do this. Happy?
Yes.
The fourth recommendation is about the acceleration of the human settlement. The paper on human settlements and therefore the human settlements deal, which will then take into account all the other things that are disproportionate in the human settlements family, because until that deal is put in place, it will then answer some of the things, and we need that to be fast checked. That's the recommendation.
Good.
The next recommendation talks about the flip program that is not performing well, and the fact that department said to us, because it's not working well in the provinces, it needs to be centralized.
Yeah.
The next recommendation talks about the that that ring fencing of the 3 to 5% of the grant to deal with the capacity of the network.
Good.
Yes, what are you can?
I think the one that we need to add there is the finalization, or I don't know how we are, but the DFI measures or consolidation of DFI need to be fast checked and finalized, because as we speak, it's still not it's hanging in the DFI. So your nature, NHFC and RALS, we missed that part. As you might recall, that the DG did speak of the difficulties.
Okay. We've got it on the general recommendation. Maybe what we need to do is to lift it up and put it under policies, under the policy one. There, Honorable Kana, on the general recommendation, next page, it fast track the consolidation process of the development finance institutions. But I think Honorable Kana is right, it must go to the policy and legislation one.
Yeah.
It needs to move higher.
Mm.
But it's there. It can't go to under general.
Mm.
Can you agree?
Okay.
Then on the general recommendation, we are just saying on the first recommendation that those rollover funds of the city of Cape Town and Ekurhuleni must be retained within the sector. We are not, we just, because remember, we're dealing with the triple R, we just, the fact that the treasurer doesn't take this money away. So we are just saying it needs to be left within the family of human settlement. The second recommendation is the improvement of program 3, because this was evident due to the fact that the national upgrade support program was performing poorly, while there's a need to improve the living conditions for the people living in informal settlements. I think then it covers what Honorable Tekana was raising. So the recommendation is clear, but the observation was not really clear, but we've got a recommendation. Are we happy? The next recommendation talks to that the department needs to respond to the issues raised by the AG, and that there is a need, therefore, of a monthly monitoring of the action plan and the internal audit there in the department, but also them reporting to us quarterly on those action plans. Happy?
Happy.
The next recommendation is to advance the implementation of the catalytic project to ensure that the recommendations of the National Development Plan are realized. Remember, this question was raised by Honorable Carter when he was asking the PM catalytic project.
Mm.
So we just then putting that recommendation there. The next recommendation is saying we need to advise the department to synchronize its annual report with those of provincial departments for easy references.
If we try to think, is it possible to see we take the synchronize and put it at where Honorable Ghana was saying in terms of integration? Because I think this recommendation deals directly with that, the issue of integrated planning.
No, it doesn't. So here we're talking about the annual report and the comprehensive action. What Honorable Ghana was there, we were talking about the synchronizing of other departments, like your Department of Energy, your Department of Water and Sanitation, where we are even talking about issues that sometimes there's no balance because there's no synchronization within the department. So that synchronization there is about the integration of departments. This one is about within human settlements, provinces, and the department itself. So it's a different recommendation. Agreed?
Agreed.
Then the next recommendation is the one that we have lifted out to go to the under policy and legislation on DFI.
Agreed.
which already we agree. The next recommendation is one that we have discussed in, at length about the 30-day payment by the department. That we really care about that. That somebody is paying for us. So that's the recommendation on 30-day payment.
Yeah.
And then immediately after that one, we're talking about the improvement monitoring of the supply chain so that we can ensure improved efficiency and value for money. We, the next recommendation is about the rectification program that the NHBRC must give us programs and their future plans.
Mm-hmm.
Ensure that the department recruit this teacher can receive greater emphasis in the next financial year. What does that mean? Something is missing then.
No, there's nothing.
Oh, okay. It's the one that is supposed to capture the people with disability. Because remember, we have not, we have observed that the department did not meet its target of 2% of the people with disability. So we are just saying that. This is, so please correct that, because we, it needs to be, they have not met their target of 2%, well, their target was 1.6%, so we made an observation that they need to meet. Okay?
Chair,
yes.
So
in
other words, we just say that they should meet their target on the equity plan in relation to
equity plan, yes.
Yeah.
Because this report came from the DPME, that they have not met their target. And then the last recommendation is about the title deeds, which we talked about. The title deeds that we are all saying they are not meeting the target. That's the recommendation there. Any other recommendation that you want us to add? That you think it's not captured in this recommendation? Yes,
I think we it's linked to the point that we have raised on the observation. I think we should be able to, we should say those problems that are lacking behind. Because remember we said other provinces have performed, although it was 100%, but at least you are satisfied with that thing. And if there was really mention of two or three provinces, and others have requested that they be been assisted by the department.
Do you think that sentence that says the minister should ensure that the provincial steering committee's report progress made on the restoration of 24 and 4 doesn't cover that? Because they the statement that speaks specifically to provincial taxes on title deeds. Okay. Yes, Honorable Ghana?
Thank you. I was thinking of this recruit and I want maybe we can expand it. The department is facing a 21% vacancy rate. I'm not sure if we can expand this one to go beyond the people with disabilities to do that filling. The crucial, because we make an observation that the IS is within program 3, and that's the one that we've been having a problem with, and there's not the speed or agency to fill those vacancies. But I think the department must find ways to fill the vacancies as approved in the organizational structure.
I think I agree. So what we're saying, rather than talking about the people with disabilities, we go beyond. And say they must feel of the input. I think I agree with
In saying that, Chairperson, I'm not disagreeing, but in saying that we should make an observation and be mindful that some of the posts are frozen because of the budget fiscal constraints. They are frozen by the National Treasury, of which us as Parliament, we have agreed that there should be a fund in Rome because of the situation with the 600 challenges.
But we also don't want to respond for them. They will respond on their own.
They already responded to the portfolio committee.
Yeah, but we will still make the observation because we are saying the challenge is that some of the programs are not performing well because of the skills that are not there. So that's the observation and the recommendation. Then we agree on the modalities, but it's the observation that we have made. I think. Let's see other people on it. Honourable Minister.
Yeah. No, not sure. I think indeed we have a duty to ensure that the department has enough capacity. The issue of where cost-cutting measures, the department must always see to it where to cut, but it is in our interest that people are employed. In particular, people with disability, people at lower rent, strategic positions. So I think we must respond, but we must not appreciate the lack of filling the vacancy.
Thank you very much. We agree. Those are the recommendations that we have made, and then we make the conclusion, honourable members, that says it is the submission of the portfolio committee that the implementation of this recommendation would positively respond to the objectives of the department and entities, the national development plan, and the lives of the people. The current challenges observed would be resolved as swiftly as possible if accountability regarding these recommendations could be forthcoming from all the entities within the sector. To ensure the realization of these objectives at specified time frame, the portfolio committee will conduct its oversight on specified data. That's the conclusion.
Good.
And then report to be considered. That's the report of the committee. Can I then get a mover in the second half? Honorable Khurai?
I move the report.
Seconded by? Seconded by? Honorable Makam? Honorable Kana second? Honorable Tola second?
With
all the amendments that we have made.
Okay.
Yes, Honorable Makam?
No, I was going to say the same. When time permits, we will debate again and state our objections.
I know.
We know that. Yeah, no, thank you very much, honorable members. The report has been adopted by the committee. Probably, let me then appraise members on the so-called the elephant in the room, the trip.
Honorable Kana is looking at me. It's you who's making us not to go because you see.
No. We've just received that before the meeting started. We have been told that within an hour, we were told that within an hour, maybe you must just call now before we leave and just find out where they are. They just phoned us to say the only signature that was outstanding was that of the Secretary of Parliament.
Yeah.
Everybody else now has signed ultimately. But for me, that's neither here nor there. Are we going to get flights? Are we going to get accommodation? So I don't know. But so far, that's what we have been told, and we have been told that by the end of business today, we will know. I just want to report to the members that I have been very upset about this red tape around this thing. So I have written to the Speaker of Parliament and to the Chair of Chairs, because unfortunately, all other political principles have approved. It's just on the administration side where the problem has been. So I've raised my concerns about the issue. So we will hear and see. But so far, that's where we are. We are supposed to be living on Saturday night. Saturday night. Today is Thursday. So yeah, that's where we are. The second part is Gavin Mbeki Awards of the department on the 24th of November, which will be a Thursday. Those Gavin Mbeki Awards will be held in Echegweni this year. So remember last year they were in Cape Town, the year before they were in Gauteng. So there will be in Echegweni on the 24th. It will be a Thursday. Please indicate on time to the committee secretary those that will be going, so that we can start with the logistical arrangements on time. I think now, next week, we had made the week free because most of the members would have been to Ecuador. Even if we do not go, we are not going to have a committee meeting. Because it's going to be a nightmare to do any logistical arrangement from today, to this application for the committee and everything. So even if we don't go, there will be no committee meeting next week. So that gives you a break to study those that are lacking exams. We've got a leave that has not been planned. And we will have a committee meeting following week, which will be on the 24th or 25th, I think, sorry, 24th of the week of the Tuesday, but we will communicate. So I just thought I must have made that announcement, because even if we don't do, it's going to be impossible now to do those calamities for the portfolio committee. So we can settle and won't have a portfolio committee. In Africa.
I know of one person that's not going to the court. That's me.
Yes, we know that.
Who's going?
Yeah. Honorable Makausi, Honorable Tole, Honorable Menezi, and Honorable Ngala Kabash, that's the delegation. And obviously, Nesta. Honorable Ghana and Honorable Qatar were not available because they are writing exams. They made that clear. Initially, it was Honorable Qatar, but they then withdrew because of the exams.
We wish them well.
Yeah. Okay. So, on that note, the meeting is adjourned.
Thank you, Chairperson.